Hey there, Pew Packers. Welcome to this special episode of the Pew Packers Pod. I'm Miss Autumn, and I'm so glad you joined me today. Today, we're going to be doing something a little bit different. Would you like to come to Bible class with me? I have my helper,
Rosie,
here with me today. I hope you'll join us in singing songs and learning more about the Bible. Let's start by welcoming everyone. Let's sing some songs to welcome everybody. You ready? Mm-hmm. We're glad you came to class. We're glad you came to class. With all the other boys and girls, we're glad you came to class. You will be there. Yes, you will be there. With all the other boys and girls, you will be there. Our friends will be there. Our friends will be there. With all the other boys and girls, our friends will be there.
Good job.
How do we get ready for Bible class? Can you pretend with me? Let's go. This is the way we brush our teeth, brush our teeth, brush our teeth. This is the way we brush our teeth early Sunday morning. This is the way we brush our hair, brush our hair, brush our hair. This is the way we brush our hair early Sunday morning. This is the way we drive our car, drive our car, drive our car. This is the way we drive our car. Where do we go? All the way to Bible class. Welcome to class. I have a question, Rosie. How do we act in class? And how do we act in worship? Do we act silly and crazy? No, we don't. Do we disobey?
No.
No, we don't act that way in Bible class, do we? And we don't act that way in worship. We sit and we listen to our teacher and we do what we're asked, right? Good job. Can you find a Bible? Here we go. Can you find a Bible, listener? Let's talk about the Bible. If you don't have one with you, just pretend with me, okay? Let's sing the B-I-B-L-E. The B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand up on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. Rosie was patting her Bible. Good job. Now, I've got a question, Rosie. How do we treat our Bibles? Do we eat them like a sandwich?
No.
Do we throw them in a muddy puddle?
No.
Do we color in them? What about stickers?
No.
No. The Bible is whose word? The Bible is God's word. That's right. Do we treat our Bibles with love?
Yeah.
Yeah, we treat them right, don't we? Good job. Right, let's sing a song about that. The Bible, the Bible, we love the Bible. It is God's word. We will be careful as we turn the pages. It is God's word. We will not tear it. We will not bite it. It is God's word. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for the Bible. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for the Bible. Good job. Rosie, how many books are in the whole Bible? Do you know?
No.
66 books. And there are two big parts to the Bible, the Old Testament and the
New Testament.
Good job. Let's sing a song about that. You ready? The Bible has 66 books. The Testaments there are two. 39 books in the Old Testament and 27 in the New. Good job. Now, in the Old Testament, there's a lot of books. We just said there are 39 books there. Do you know the first five? Can you help me with them? Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and
Deuteronomy.
Good job. Now, what about the New Testament? You ready? Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and Acts. Good job. Great job. I'm so proud of you. Those are all important things for us to learn. Now, we're going to talk about our lesson for today. Are you ready? Good job.
Okay, today we're going to talk about the parable of the sower from Mark chapter 4. One day, Jesus began to teach a bunch of people by the sea. A large crowd of people came around him, and it was so big that he had to get into a boat. Can you believe that? He had to get into a boat, and he sat in it on the sea, and the whole crowd was on the shore trying to listen to him. He started telling them parables. Do you know what a parable is? We often call it an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. It means that Jesus uses things that are interesting or familiar to us to teach us an important lesson. I have another question. Have you ever planted a seed and watched it grow into a plant?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the people Jesus was talking to were used to gardening and growing food. And Jesus used a story about seeds and growing plants to teach them about God's word. Jesus tells a story about four different kinds of soil. Can you show me four with your fingers? Yeah, good job. He tells us that a sower, which is kind of like a farmer, throws some seeds out into the ground. Some seed fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it all up. And some other seeds fell on the rocky ground, where there wasn't very much soil. Because it didn't have much soil to grow in, the sun scorched it up. Some other seed fell on some thorns, but the thorns grew up around the seeds and choked them out. And in another spot, the seeds fell onto really good soil and grew up and produced food. Some people were really confused what Jesus was talking about. He said, "Do you not understand these parables?" And then he explains it. He says, "The seed is like the word of God." Some people, when they hear about Jesus, are like the seeds that fell along the path. And just like the birds took away the seed, sometimes Satan takes away the word, and those people don't believe. And next, there are people who are like the rocky grounds. They hear about Jesus, and they're so happy at first. But when things get hard, they don't follow him. Isn't that sad? Yeah, it is. Next, Jesus talks about the seeds that fall around the thorns. Those people are ones that hear about Jesus, but other things come in like the thorns and choke out the word of God. But the last seeds fall on good soil. Good soil is like people who hear about Jesus and they love him and they do the things that he wants us to do. I don't know about you, but I definitely want to be a part of the last kind of soil. I want to hear about Jesus, love him, and do what he wants me to do, don't you? Yeah. I hope we will all do our best to love Jesus and do what he asks us. When you hear about the parable of the sower, I hope you'll think about what we've talked about. Thank you for joining us for our little Bible class. Until next time, I hope all of you pew packers have a great day. See you soon.